Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of Metal Weekly. On the show with us tonight, we've got Kyle Shutt, the Sword guitarist. How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Long time no speak.
I know. It's been a while.
There's a new album from the Sword. It's called Used Future, and it's a transitional album in terms of instrumentation and production. Was it a conscious decision or more intuitive to add new layers to what you do?
Well, we definitely wanted to add more. I mean, I think every album we do is a transitional album. I think we keep taking steps forward, you know, and in whichever direction we kind of choose. I think over the years, especially at this point, you can really see our musical journey of just life on the road and growing up, you know, as musicians and stuff. But it wasn't like we sit down in a boardroom and say, you know, okay, we're going to do this different this time and this and that. We always just do what feels natural. And we picked a producer that was known for creating really lush kind of soundscapes. And we wanted to try to use some of his just kind of strengths there to just paint a bigger picture, if you will.
Kyle Shutt, guitar player for The Sword, is my guest tonight. The Sword have a new album out called Used Future. It's Deadly Nightshade. I'm Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Kyle Shutt from The Sword is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album from The Sword, which is called Used Future. And it was written in the studio where it seemed like every day there was more and more news of incomprehensible things happening in America. How did the social and political statement of the country shape the album?
I think it's a little more morose sounding, I guess you could say. Whenever we recorded High Country, we just come off a very successful tour. The whole cycle, you know what I mean? It was just fantastic. Into making after Apocryphon, I guess. And then when we made High Country, we were all very happy. And I think that has a very bright kind of feel to it. And whenever we were making Used Future, it was just, this dark cloud was hanging over just the entire country, it seemed like. And it wasn't like a conscious decision to say, like, I'm going to, you know, use this frustration into my art or whatever. But it was just, I just think it just came through in the way we played our instruments. And I'm only speaking for myself. I can't speak for everybody, but it definitely affected the way I was playing and the notes I was choosing for harmonies and things like that without me, you know, really thinking about it too hard. Because we recorded so fast, it was just like, you know, spend a day on a song, move on to the next song, move back. So by the time we came back and listened to everything we had done over the weeks, it was really apparent that I was sad after so many people being murdered in Las Vegas and Donald Trump being president and just Tom Petty dying, you know, and just so many just sad things were happening.
Kyle Shutt from The Sword with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. The Sword is out on tour now, supporting their latest album, Used Future. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, also music from Machine Head. We'll check out Howard Jones and his new band. We'll have Kyle pick a tune. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Kyle Shutt from The Sword is my guest on the show tonight. The new album, Used Future, is out now and the band's on the road. And pre-orders for Used Future included a cool USB drive housed in an actual 8-track tape shell. I mean, that was really awesome. The video for the song, Used Future, it looks like a vintage video game. What prompted that combination of current technology with nostalgia?
We're all children of the 80s. We grew up with those kind of, you know, old school video games and 8-track, you know, cassette decks and things like that. And a lot of it is, you know, coming sort of back in vogue now and stuff. But I still remember it from my childhood. So it's just, for us, it's just kind of fun. It's not really more of a, you know, trying to make some sort of fashion statement or anything. It's just who we are. It's just more of a, you know, when it came time to make the video, I just kind of had that storyboard idea down. And our bass player, Brian, he knew somebody that worked at Rooster Teeth that the band had been friends with for a long time. And so it all just kind of came together naturally. The 8-track thing was also Brian's idea. At first we thought about making actual 8-tracks, but then he had the idea of, you know, taking some archaic form of technology and fusing it together with modern technology. And it just kind of, it felt like right in with the theme of the record. You know, like Used Future being, as a society, you know, using the the apex of technology to try as hard as we can to live in the past. It's kind of a recurring theme, I guess.
Kyle Shutt from The Sword with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Corrosion of Conformity, music from Metallica, and more with Kyle coming up next. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Kyle Shutt, guitarist of The Sword with us tonight, talking about the new album, Used Future. And musically, Kyle, what's different now about the way you think about and play guitar compared to when the band started and you were younger?
I think I was just so hungry when I was young, and just for everything, you know, for volume, for, you know, just life in general, you know, like just wanting to travel, see everything, take it all in. And I was very energetic, you know, I was very, very young too. And just the older I get, the, you know, more my neck hurts, and and the more stuff we've seen. I've got much more of a laid back style now, and just a little more relaxed and confident, and not really, I think, trying so hard to, you know, be as intense as possible, just letting it happen naturally and confidently, I guess. I would say that Reverend Guitars, who does my signature guitar, they've been an awesome company that has backed me up 100% in anything I needed. And it's been really great, too, like being able to actually just design my own guitar that's set to my, you know, exact specifications that I need and stuff. So they've been huge in helping me.
Full Metal Jackie, Kyle Shutt from The Sword with us. Used Future from The Sword is out now. Coming up next, we'll hear from Death Clock. One of the guys will be checking in for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out another tune from the latest COC album, and we'll have more with Kyle. Full Metal Jackie, Kyle Shutt from The Sword with us tonight. And Kyle, both Used Future and the last album, High Country, broadened The Sword musically. Live, how much of a challenge is it to integrate newer songs but still have a set that's cohesive and flows together?
Our set flows together so nicely now. It's because we have so many different kinds of songs at this point that we can have a real dynamic set of older and newer material, because some of the older material will sometimes play in a different key, sometimes we'll play it in the same key that it was in, and the newer material, we deliver it a lot more aggressively live than some of them were presented on the album, like a song like The Dream Thieves or Don't Get Too Comfortable, you know, like they're kind of low-key heavy. You don't realize how heavy they are until you see us live, and that's what I like about them. It's because I like bands that have their albums one way and their live show a completely different thing, like a band like The Band, you know, where their albums are mostly acoustic and stuff, but then live they've, you know, got, you know, multiple drummers and they just go off in these epic jams. I like stuff like that.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Kyle Shutt from The Sword with us. Pick up the new album Used Future and see the band out on the road. Kyle, thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course, it's always a pleasure. I hope you have us back.
It's Full Metal Jackie, more metal coming up next.